Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we again thank you for your blessings this day. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord, and for your church. And Father, for all that you do for us each day, Lord. Father, for the little things we take for granted each day, Lord, and how you keep us and watch over us. And Father, we ask that you again be with us in this service by your Spirit. And Lord, we give you honor and praise for all that you do, Lord. And Father, ask, Lord, that you will bless each and every one of us, Lord, that we might be faithful to your word. That we, Lord, may be instruments in your hands, Lord, for your glory. For Lord, we truly thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this great work, Lord. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would lead and direct us in all things. Father, that your Spirit might rule our lives, and that your love, Lord, may be seen in us, Father. That others may see your love in us and draw them unto thee, O Lord. Father, thank you. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with us by your Spirit, and that you would lead and direct us in all things. We thank you, Lord, and give you honor and glory and all praise. And we ask all these blessings in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So what we wanted to do in the second service this morning is that, you know, we're going to kind of open the mics up, and we kind of wanted to let each and every one that, you know, have a scripture reference or some scripture verses that they have that gives them strength and assurance about the goodness of God and what God is doing in our lives and what he's doing in this world, you know, because there are times when, you know, we can get discouraged or downtrodden, and, you know, we're supposed to go to the Word of God, and our strength is in his Word and in him. And so we wanted to allow, you know, each and every one that had some scripture references that they wanted to read that was a strength to them, or if you didn't want to read them, if you wanted to just type them, you know, in the chat box, you know, I'll read them for you if you don't have a microphone or if you don't feel like reading, and we'll do that this morning. I'm going to start off. There's so many, you know, that I could read, but I'm just going to read a few of the ones that, you know, that I've got highlighted and underlined in my books that the Lord has blessed me and that are a strength to me. So I'm going to start off in the message book. First one I wanted to read is in the 59th message and the 10th verse. And it says, "The Lord is the resurrection and the light. He that believeth on him and obeys his will shall have right to the tree of life and to eternity. And in them shall be seen the glory of God. For Christ came to redeem and to provide the way. Therefore I come to point the way, and that the church of Christ, the Lamb's bride, may be prepared to meet him when he comes, when all men will live to serve the Lord, that the millennium reign shall be, and the great day of the Lord shall come, when all the earth shall rejoice and be glad, for a new heaven and a new earth shall be in the Lord's planting." You know, and that's such a wonderful thing to look forward to know that if we are faithful to the end, you know, if we keep our trust in the Lord, and if we are obedient to the things that he tells us, and we hold on and press our way into his kingdom and endure, as his word tells us, that we will one day see him in the clouds of glory, coming, you know, to give us our reward, you know, which is eternal life with him. I've got another one that I wanted to read. Let's see. And it is in the 62nd message. Message 62 and 6. And it says, "Be ye comforted, all that will hear, for the day shall come when as the light shineth from the east unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Every eye shall behold him. Moreover, every heart shall cry, and every tongue shall know and confess he is the Christ. For lo, he comes, and his word shall judge both those that live and those that do not, both the righteous and the wicked, both those that do his will and those that serve him not, some to joy and peace with him, and some to shame." You know, again, the Lord has made such great promises to us. you know, if we stay faithful and obedient to his word, that, you know, he, as the messenger often says, you know, our reward is sure. It's guaranteed. You know, it's guaranteed. We don't have to worry about it or fret about it. Just know that, you know, if we are obedient and faithful, that we're going to receive the reward that Christ has for us. And I've got one more in the Bible that I wanted to read. And it's in Matthew the 28th chapter. Starting at the 18th verse, 18 through 20. It's one that I always like to read. And it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." You know, and what greater comfort can we have to know that Christ is with us always. He'll never leave us, neither forsake us. Even when times are hard, when we can't necessarily see him moving, he's still right there. And we can be comforted and know that, you know, he said that he would watch us as the apple of his eye, and that he would never leave us, no matter what. We can take confidence and courage and know that Christ is with us. No matter what we have to go through, no matter if friends leave us, no matter what situation come upon us, you know, Christ said he would never leave us. And we know his word is sure and true. And his word cannot and it will not return unto him void. So, you know, that's always been a verse that strengthens me and gives me hope to keep trusting in him and keep pressing forward. So, I'm going to shut my mic off for a little bit here and let, you know, someone else read some scripture verses. So, that's a very good one, Chris. I appreciate that.
Okay. How do you like the top of my head? That's good, isn't it? I like... I have a couple here that I have underlined. Well, actually, you know, of course we all have a lot, but... I like Jeremiah 33:3. And it says... Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And I think that's just such a great promise, you know, that all we have to do is call unto him, and he's going to show us. And I like that, great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Such promise there in what he's going to show us. And then I have John 8. Verse 12 says, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And again, that's such a great thing, you know. Light and dark are really important to me, I guess. I think that... when we're down, it's like being in the dark, and when we're going through trials and we're going through things, and sometimes it's a literal dark and sometimes it's a spiritual dark. And to know that the Christ is the light of the world, and he's going to make it so we don't have to walk in darkness. And so even when we have a spiritual depth, he's there to light the way for us and to make it so that we can endure. And I love that one. So that's mine.
His word. And I thank God for this opportunity today. Some of my favorite scriptures, one of the ones I read every morning, is Jeremiah 32:27, and it strengthens me. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And I always ask that. I said, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. And then from the Nephite record, it is the third book of Nephi, chapter 13, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And going down to verse 14, chapter 14, he says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. There are many more. Now, in the word of the Lord, message 72 and 16, deliverance shall come, and the faithful shall stand. I thank the Lord for that. Now, there was another verse, according to our lesson today, Isaiah 52 and 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. And God do reign. He rules. So there are so many others. Now, at the end of my study every morning, I really love, I go over in Ephesians. I go over in, Ephesians. And of course, I read Hebrews 11 and 1, but this is the one that helps me along the way. It keeps me encouraged. Revelation 14 and 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. I praise the Lord for that. And the phrase from, my phrase that I really love in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, I believe, 20 and 15, the phrase, it says, verse 15, the last phrase, for the battle is not yours, but God. God bless everybody. And Brother Crocker's listening, he got a lot of them too. I have a lot. Oh, but these are the ones that take me through, and I hope they encourage each one of you. The assured way is the way of the Lord. God bless you. All those messages are good.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Holden. I had a couple others I want to get in here. One that I have that I've been looking for, but I can't find exactly where it is that always is a strength to me is, I know it's in the Bible, and it says that, for I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know, that's one that I oftentimes think of, you know, when something seems difficult or hard, or, you know, you think you can't make it, to know that, you know, Christ is our strength. And if he's with us, then he's more than the world against us. I have another one here, in the Bible, which is in Matthew 16 and 19. And this is one that the Lord, is also in the message book too, in a couple of places. But, and it says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You know, and again, if we are, you know, if we are his children, and if we put ourselves in his will, then that is so true that, you know, because the Lord said he hears the prayers that are from the heart. And he hears the prayers of his children. And what we ask him for, he will give unto us if it's in his will. So that is so true. I see Andy has a couple here. I'll see if I can read that for her. Let me grab my Nephi record, but I'll turn my mic off so someone else can go ahead, and I'll read the ones for Angie once I grab my Nephi record. So I'm going to flip over to that and read it. Just a second. Find what you want. You're looking for it. But if you want, you find it easily. Okay. Philippians 4 and 13. Yes, that's the one that I was looking for earlier. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that is one of my favorite verses, because even though we may have limitations, I may have limitations, in Christ, if He's leading and directing me, then we can do all things. There's nothing that we can't do, you know, because He is our strength. You know, we don't lean to our own understanding, but to His Word and to His will. And in His Word and will, you know, we can do all things. You know, and that reminds me of the story of Ammon. He and his brothers, when they went among the Lamanites to preach the gospel, and how he was working with one of the kings of the Lamanites, and they were out with a flock of sheep with a herd to water, and they went out to water the herd, and there were evil men standing at the water trying to scatter the flock, and you know, and then they did scatter the flock for a while, and but they were able to run and get them and put them in a safe place, and then he went out to contend with the men, and they outnumbered him, and they tried to kill him, but they were not able to kill him because the Lord was with him, and the Lord had promised him and promised his father that he would not allow any harm to come to him, and he killed many of them just being one man by the power of God, and in that way he showed the power of God to the Lamanites, and that helped open their eyes to the power of God and brought many to the knowledge of the truth in Christ Jesus. So, you know, and God says He's no respecter of persons. What He did with them, He will do with us. So we truly can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us.
I would read one of Terry's favorites, which we all know is one of Terry's favorites because he reads it a lot, but and that is Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And like I said, we've heard him read that a lot, and we know he likes that one. I did also want to say how appropriate I thought was with that we had thought about doing this with the 42nd message. You know, it did have, you know, a great promise in there that is a very uplifting thing about, you know, my power shall be more greatly manifested in the future among ye that believe and has been in the past. Therefore I say unto you, lift up in faith and be glad in the strength I shall give, for I am your Redeemer and I shall cause thee to stand. Isn't that just fabulous, you know, that that promise that he gives us there.
And it is. And Terry's favorite is one of my favorites, too. I've got one from Aaron I'm going to read, and that's Matthew 22 and 37. And it says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And that's one of my favorites too, Aaron, because that is so important that, you know, because it's about priority. What's our priority as Christians? And it's first to love God, you know, because He died for us, you know, because He laid His life down that we might have a right to the tree of life. And our first priority is to love Him and be obedient to Him. And then our second one is to love our neighbor as ourselves. And Christ says that we can't even love Him unless we can love our neighbor, because if we can't love the one that we see every day, how can we love the one that we cannot see? So that's a very good one. That's definitely one of my book. This is from the 95th message. It's message 95 and 10. And it says, "The eyes of mankind have not seen, nor the ear has not heard, what is in store for them that love the Lord, that do his will, that hear and obey the words I bring, shaping their lives by the great plan and will of God. Love is your mission. Charity suffers long and is kind, is not puffed up, and seeketh not prominence. Neither will she dominate nor destroy." You know, again, and it says almost the same thing in the Bible, that, you know, it hadn't even entered into the mind of man the good things that are in store for those that do God's will, that endure unto the end. You know, our minds can't even conceive the blessings that Christ has laid up for us if we're obedient to his will and commandments.
For all of the articles of faith and practice, but the first three are the ones that I teach to my grandchildren, and it's in my heart, and I just thank God for that. I won't read them, but you can read them, 1, 2, and 3. And John 14:18 says, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." And you know, I just praise God for that. And then there's this one, Luke 12:12, he says, "For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say." I tell you, God just laid it out for us, and I thank him so much. I just thank him for everything and for the words that I'm hearing, and I appreciate this list being put up because I'm going to write it down, and I just thank God for it and study it.
I thought I would play this as another thing that this is, of course, we all know this is from Terry.
Amazing grace, how sweet the fact. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that
Amen. That's a beautiful song. I've got one more that I wanted to read from the message book. It's the 90th message and the 4th and 5th verse. It says, "Press on. Greater trials await the nations, the people, and the church. Let nothing destroy your faith and good works. Deliverance has come. Reach out. The way is prepared for greater outpouring of the Spirit, and mighty things will be revealed, but only to the humble. The Lord will water the seeds you have sown. Many more shall yet come. Much more shall yet come to pass of miracles and healings and a better way in the lives of many." You know, and as the messenger says there, you know, greater trials have come, and we have to press on through. And he said not to let anything destroy our faith in good works. Because, you know, though times can seem hard, the Lord said he's right there. You know, again, he'll never leave us or forsake us. And that he's going to water the seed that we sow. You know, we can't water it, but we can sow the seed. We can plant the seed. We can plant the word, and the Lord will do the rest. So we can take comfort and know that, you know, he didn't send us out here alone, that he's with us. And that he's working along, right along beside us. And that he, by Spirit, will water the seeds that we sow. Got one more also I want to read, and that's in the 89th message, and it's message 89 verse 14 and 15, and it says, "Let all take new courage, new faith. Let the Spirit lift you. Fear not to lift your hands to the Lord. Behold, saith the Lord, I will rule and overrule. Fear not, little flock, for great things shall come. Much will come to pass. Many will be healed in my name. Many will be added to your numbers. Many are ready to unite with my church, my bride to be when I come. Yea, even my church that I have established by sending the Elias. Hear me this day. My cup runneth over, saith the Master of men." You know, again, the Lord said for us to take new courage and know that he will never leave us or forsake us, but that he's with us always.
I'll try to read the Michael from the Bellamy's put up Psalms 23. And I'll read that. You see, I had it here just a second. Oh, I flipped my Bible. Sorry. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That one is just so fabulous.
Another favorite verse which I taught all my grandchildren, Psalms 117. "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. 118 is good too. It says, 118, and where is that verse? It said, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. And then down further, it's a good one. Oh, yeah, this is wonderful. 17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Then go down to 22, the stone with the which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, there's so many.
Amen. Those are all good. I've got one from the Bible in Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 19th verse. It's Matthew 18 and 19. Actually, 18, 19, and then 20. It says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And that is so true, that, you know, if we gather in the Lord's name, he said he would be a God in the midst of his people. You know, this time that we've had to read scripture, you know, because, and the Bible teaches us that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God. And all of God's word is good. You know, it's good for the soul. It's food for the soul. So I thank the Lord for that. And I guess we'll get ready and wrap this service up, unless, you know, someone else has some verses that they want. We'll get ready and prepare to close the service. But I thank the Lord for this day and for each and every one that I see on this morning, because it is a blessing to be able to worship the Lord and to know and to be a part of the assured way. Because, you know, we know the Lord said that every tree that he didn't plant was going to be rooted up. You know, and every church that he didn't plant was going to be rooted up. So it's good to know that we are in his kingdom and his church, and that we're seeking to do his will this day. And he said that he would be with us always. And I thank God for that, and for each and every one of you, and for all the verses that everyone has read or typed up, you know, because God is good to his word, and we can rest on his word and take comfort and strength in his word, that he will always be true to us. His word will not return unto him void. It will do all that he sent it out to do. So I thank God for that and for his blessings today. And we will get ready to bring this service to a close. Hold on. Okay, Terry, go ahead, Terry. I'll let you speak.
Thank you, brother. Sorry for getting here so late. Good morning to everybody. I just catching the tail end of the service here and just wanted to read some out of Psalms if I could. Just not in my Bible, so I got to find it in Carol's. It's going to be the 139th Psalm. And, you know, oftentimes I always often wonder, you know, what people think or how, you know, why people think they don't need God, you know, or he's not around, you know, because he is around and he, you know, so patiently, you know, loves us and you know, waits on us and you know, gives us the opportunity over and over and over again. You know, I thank him for that. Well, I want to start here in the first of the 139th Psalm. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain to it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up unto the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be a light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, and thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thy eyes did see my substance, and yet being unperfect, in thy book all my members were written, which his continuance was fashioned, as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand, and when I awake, I am still with thee. Surely that will slay the wicked, O God, depart from me thereof, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred, I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. I always, the 139th Psalm, I mean, where can we go except where God is there waiting for us, you know, even when we try to run from Him, you know, or try to do our own thing. You know, the Lord is there, you know, patiently waiting for us to turn to Him. And that's what, you know, He has been so gracious and patient and loving. Even when, you know, we was in our mother's womb, He knew us and fashioned us to bring us in, you know, to this day. And, you know, just I thank God for that. You know, each of us have a choice to make. Do we serve the Lord or do we not? You know, He doesn't force Himself upon us, but He patiently waits while we make that decision. And, you know, sometimes our days run out before we make the decisions, but not everybody turns to the Lord. And unfortunately, that'll be sad for them, you know, but it's the Lord's job to judge those things. It's not ours. We have to just be obedient to what He has given us to be, you know, the praise His name and give Him the honor and glory in all things. And so, Carol said she had one more she wanted to read.
You can read if you want to, or I can read it. Isaiah 40:31.
She has Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, and it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And that's exactly right, you know, because the Lord is our strength and our help in all of our time of need, you know, whether we'd be rejoicing or whether we'd be mourning things that's beseech us. The Lord is our strength and our comforter. So That's all I had. Thank you, brothers and sisters, and God bless each of you.
Appreciate that, Terry. Thank you for that, for those verses there, beautiful verses. If you would, Terry, would you give us a closing prayer?
Lord, thank you for all that you've done and the blessings you've given us. And Father, I'd ask that thou would just lead and direct in all that we do. Lord, be with each of us this week as we go about your work and your word. I ask, Lord, Father, that thou would just truly, you know, just, Lord, lead and direct each of us, and that we can give you the honor and the praise. Father, please send your messenger back to lead and direct, fill your quorums. Lord, continue to be with Larry and Norm and those that they labor with, Lord. Bring them home safely, Lord Jesus. Bless their family and touch them, Lord. Give them comfort and peace. And Lord, I just ask that you would lead and direct those that are seeking your way, Lord, that you would bring them unto your work. In your name I pray. Amen.